Welcome to this week's edition of Community Connection. I'm John Ball, and I have Heather Clear. Heather is now the Special Events Coordinator. Well, that means anything and everything, doesn't it?
It does. All of the events, all of the things. It's super exciting.
Well, we're here to talk specifically about the Expo, but we want to talk about a few other things that the Chamber has got going before too long, too, especially the Golf Scramble. I happen to know of a couple of guys that did pretty well during that Golf Scramble, and they're back to defend their titles.
Coming back to do more, huh? More damage, huh?
You bet. Well, the Expo is going to be the 21st.
It is. It's Thursday, March 21st. We've got business to business from 3 to 5, and it's open to the public from 5 to 8.
Well, now, the decision was made largely because you kind of surveyed people and said, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep doing it like we've been doing it? Because it falls right in the middle of spring break, and the consensus was that we'll go ahead and do it. Boy, if we can do it in the middle of the week and maybe do it one day in the afternoon and evening, then that'd be really great, right?
Oh, yeah. It gives the opportunity for you to cut out early on Friday and go spend a long weekend somewhere and celebrate spring break the way that it should be celebrated.
Yeah, and the theme this year is?
It is sports themed. You know, we've got the Summer Olympics coming up this summer, and we thought that having a sports theme would be fantastic. You know, we were thinking maybe basketball and golf, and I think that First Community is bringing out some bowling pins, so there's some activity there too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, KNEO will have our booth there. John Ball and Jim Jackson and Luke Taylor will be there.
Exciting.
For a period of time. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to have an opportunity to throw some balls in a little hole on a box to win some prizes. But about 6 o'clock, I'm going to kick out because we are doing the Roy B. Schaefer baseball tournament, and we will have that live on our big screen TV during the Expos.
That's awesome. We've got some bounce houses, and so we can have the kids go to the bounce houses and we can have the adults come and watch your broadcast.
Yeah, and so it's going to be exciting. As we said, we've got 39 different vendors. Anybody new? Anybody exciting?
You know, I think that we've got a lot of repeat customers coming through. We've got an event to remember, bringing their bounce houses, so that will be a really good thing for the kids to do. T.H. Rogers, they're coming back. I don't think that they were there last year. So, yeah.
Well, it's a really exciting time, and people can pay when they get to the gate, and the cover is going to be?
It's $4. Five kids and under are free. There are half-price tickets all over the city, and some of our sponsors have free tickets, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, if you're one of those that just would like to be able to get in free, if you call us here at KNEO, I'll bet we can figure something out.
I bet we can, too. If you head over to First Community, who happens to be the presenting sponsor for the Expo, they've got 100 free tickets.
Wow. That ought to get some people in. Hey, it's a great time for kids to walk around. There's a lot of different games. There are people. Stop by our booth. We want to visit with you, see what's going on, what's not. Hopefully, we've been able to do some things this last year that's kind of broken up your evening and entertainment with, of course, Neo Show Sports, but KNEO does not only Neo Show Sports. We do Web City Sports, we do Seneca Sports, we do McDonald County Sports, and baseball is starting.
It is. That's exciting. It's definitely springtime.
It most definitely is. And boy, I'll tell you, you get just a chance to breathe twice, and then it's the 1st of April, and April brings spring flowers and all that sort of thing, but it really brings a Neosho garage sale.
Garage sale is happening April 5th and 6th, and, you know, it's one of those events that we love and also a little bit cringe a little bit, just because there's a lot of people that's coming into our city. We have over thousands of people that come into the city. We have upwards of 400 garage sales. That's not even including the ones that are in parking lots like Antique-ish and Project Grad. They're doing a parking lot over in the high school as well.
Well, you know, literally there are people that come from all over the area to spend a couple of days just going out and kind of browsing around. Of course, we want to invite them to not only come and stay, but go grab a bite to eat, stay at one of our places that we have here in the Neosho, come back the next day, eat some breakfast, eat some lunch, do those kind of things, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the square is bustling. We've got so many great things around the square. A lot of different eateries, even down the boulevard. You can find exactly what you need in Neosho. And it's great to see the influx of people enjoying our community.
Yeah, it really is, and it is a great, great time. Hopefully the weather's going to be great because that normally brings in even more folks.
Fingers crossed. Chamber, fingers crossed.
Absolutely, and then we've got to Wake Up Wednesday in the midst of all of that too, don't we?
We do. Gray Oak Investments is a great sponsor. They saw this event happening in Springfield and wanted to bring it to Neosho, and so it's just an opportunity. It's open to the public. It's open to chamber members, and it's just the leaders. So we've got the city, and we've got the county, and we've got the school districts, and we've got the college come in and just give a 5-minute update of what's been happening and what they're looking forward to. So it's a really great thing to be involved in.
Well, we've been doing this for several years now, and I get an opportunity to go to those Wake Up Wednesdays and see people I don't normally see,
right,
but also see our city officials and our county officials. If you've got questions, they're right there. They're ready to answer, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they do. Most of them end with any questions, and sometimes there's questions. Sometimes there's blank stares of let me process all the information that I've been given, but it's a really great opportunity to find out what's been going on.
26th of April is going to be the Chamber of Commerce Spring Golf Scramble. We say Spring Golf Scramble because we have absolutely so many participants,
right,
that we have to split it up so we have a spring and we have a fall.
It's a fantastic opportunity. There's so much business that's done on that golf course during the Spring and Fall Golf Scramble. So we have the opportunity for 24 teams in the morning and 24 teams in the afternoon in for both the Spring and the Fall Golf Scrambles.
Well, we have a new golf management group in town, and Sevy and his guys are ready. They're going to have the golf course in perfect shape.
Right.
It's going to be ready to go, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We had an opportunity to have lunch with the new management company, and we are very impressed and very excited about what that looks like for us.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. Heather, thank you so much for stopping by and visiting with us. We're excited about what goes on in Neosho. It's springtime. A lot of things happen. And Neosho just starts to bud out. By the way, we are the Flower Box City, aren't we?
We are, absolutely. You know, and on my drive down here, I saw some dogwoods starting to bloom a little bit. So that's going to be a little bit earlier this year than they were last year, too. So that's exciting.
Yeah, then the dogwood tour is going to come about.
Yep.
There's just all kinds of things going on. So thank you so much. I know you're a busy, busy person.
Thank you, John.
We'll let you get away and get to the things you need to do.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too.